Hare Krishna. We can't replace the mind, but we can replace it. Suppose we had a careless colleague who not only did not do the work that was expected, but instead got us into trouble, which we had to resolve. No, we would want to get rid of such a colleague. But suppose we could not get rid of the colleague, then we would try to make that colleague see sense, isn't it? So actually, that is our situation in material existence with the careless colleague being the mind. The mind, we have many responsibilities to deal with in life, but the mind, instead of assisting us in our responsibilities, itself becomes a liability. Because the mind goes off here and there and everywhere in its pursuit of pleasure. And often, if we don't keep a close eye on it, not only does it go off, but it also drags us away into its frivolous and foolhardy schemes. It engages in things which are unimportant, sometimes just stupid, and on some occasions things which are dangerous. So, in this way, the mind makes a mess of things. Now, the problem is that we can't fire the mind. We can't get the mind fired also. The mind is going to be our colleague. Our mind is going to be with us. We are stuck with it for as long as we are in material existence. So, what can we do? No, we can't replace the mind, but we can replace it. Re-place it. So, we can bring it back under control again and again. The Bhagavad Gita 6.26 recommends this course of action. Yato yato nishchalati manaschanchalam asthiram tatastato niyam yaitad atmanyeva vasham nayed. Yato yato nishchalati. Wherever and whenever the mind wanders, the Bhagavad Gita states, manaschanchalam asthiram, the mind may be restless and unsteady. Tatastato niyam yaitad, bring it back under the control of the self, Krishna says. Atmanyeva vasham nayed, in the control of the self. So now, won't such repeated exercise in bringing the mind back, in replacing the mind, won't such exercise be tiring? Yes, it will be, but it can also be transforming. If we find the right place to keep the mind on, that means we find the right object on which to fix the mind. What is the right object? Krishna himself is not just the right object, he is the best object. Why? Because Krishna is all attractive, he is supreme. And when we fix the mind in Krishna, then that contact with the all pure Krishna purifies the mind. What does purification have to do with this? Essentially, the mind is a perennial pleasure seeker. And depending on its conceptions and impressions, the mind seeks pleasure in various things. When the mind is impure due to past materialistic impressions, then it seeks pleasure in materialistic things and does makes a mess of things. But when the mind becomes purified, then it starts seeking pleasure in pure things, in Krishna. And in that way, the mind becomes our assistant in acting responsibly for both our spiritual and our material responsibilities. So that's by replacing the mind rigorously on Krishna, we can reform it and rejoice happiness thereafter. Thank you. Hare Krishna.